We're on the other side of news, and we're into Muse with a special community spotlight this morning. And I'm happy to welcome Craig Nelson this morning. We've met before, Craig, back when you had a bunch of scouts in here. Am I right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, man, it was good to have you then. It's good to have you now. And you're back at doing great conspiracies in the community. I want to thank you for being here just the same. And we're talking the Josephine County Nonprofit Showcase. Give me a breakdown on this. We were talking off air, and there's a lot of folks involved in this.
We have 46 nonprofits that are going to be showcasing their services, what they do, and how they help the public. This will be held on this Friday and Saturday, July 19th and July 20th. Friday will be 12 noon to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It will be held at the LDS Church on the corner of Harbeck and Williams Highway. And that's the same facility where the annual Christmas Nativity Festival is held.
As I recall, yeah.
There are two purposes for what we're trying to accomplish here. Number one, we hope to acquaint the community with all of the services that these nonprofits provide.
You bet.
And as I become acquainted with the 46 that are going to be participating, I am amazed at the various services that they do offer.
They cover everything. And, and it always starts with a need and then someone stepping up to meet that need.
And it's free. That's the other beauty about it.
Absolutely.
And most people in the community are completely unaware of all these services. We do want to make this a family-oriented event, so
sure.
We have food and games and prizes and youth activities, so this isn't just for just individuals. We'd like the whole community to come out
you
and
bet.
Get acquainted with that. The other thing that we're hoping to accomplish is to allow people to be aware of what services are offered and how they might volunteer and participate in this. Most of these nonprofits are understaffed. They serve a great need in the community, but they just need help.
Need people.
So anyone who is has some free time on their hand, please come, and you can sign up to participate with any of these nonprofits.
Yeah, take your time just to investigate. Now, that's a lot of folks that are involved in a community doing things with no profit in mind, just simply making a difference in the community, which we all have in our hearts. So let's just be educated and realize that we really are part of a big and very good family here. And it's time to realize that you might just be a part of it. And if you even got an hour or two here and there, and some of us don't have many, but even an hour or two, I know to some of these places makes a big difference. Yeah. And naturally, you got a buck to spend. Put a buck on the counter. We've said that before here.
Mm-hmm.
Put a buck on the counter. It goes far with these nonprofits locally. You want to drop a few of their names, Craig? The nonprofits that you've been kind of involved
in. The Boy Scouts are coming.
Certainly.
We have Hassle, which is a wheelchair, crutch, anybody who is crippled.
It's handicap accessibility is what it's absolutely
and
dedicated to.
The
you.
Food bank.
Most definitely. Very familiar with the food bank, of course.
So just lots and lots.
So we got the headliners, but there are so many that are right there with them saying there's a need in this community. This is where we are focused, and this is what we're going to meet. So let's be hand in hand and heart to heart and at least take a little time on both Friday and Saturday to have either of those days with the family to get over to the LDS Church there. That's Harbeck and the highway, Williams Highway. And you're just going to find a little fair going on there that's a very good time. All right. Thank you for putting a face to it, too, Craig. Appreciate it.
In the event that there are any nonprofits that are hearing this and have not been contacted,
mm-hmm.
although we've hoped to make every effort to do so,
sure,
they could contact me. May I just give a phone number here?
Please do, Craig.
909 area 908-1401. And if, anyway, we'd be happy to have anybody participate.
You bet. Is there a website where people can check on? Have you done that yet?
No, we haven't got a website.
Okay,
so.
Well, there you go. I just got you going on
this
that.
This is a one-time
I?
Shot.
I understand,
here.
But it's still a great idea to have something like that for everybody to come together. And I want your number one more time. That's area code 909.
909-908-1401.
1401. We've got it. And from our coach off the side, what does she say?
She wants to recognize some of the sponsors. We
Please
have
do.
Evergreen Bank.
Naturally.
Pacific Power, Four Way Community Foundation, they have all helped to promote and
so
advertise.
Glad.
And
yeah.
And this should be a big event in the community. Everyone is invited. It's free.
Let's do it again. we'll do this one, and then let's do it again.
Yeah, we hope so.
Are we on board for that?
If this is a success, we'll do it again and again.
We're going to do it again and again. We're going to say that and pray that forward right now, Craig.
Thank you.
And thank you again to our sponsors. Love all who have come together to make this happen. So it's our part to show up and represent and find out a little more, and maybe you'll find your heart involved with something that's dear to you already that you didn't know you had a whole lot of neighbors doing the same, right?
Great.
All right. Thanks for taking the time. Good to meet you. Good to meet you, Matt.
Thank you.
Bet. Thanks for helping him out, too. We've got Craig's wife in the house who's coaching, and she's doing a great job. Made me feel more comfortable, too.
Thank you.
Great to see you again, sir, and great to meet you both. And that's our community spotlight. Always good to put a spotlight on good things happening in the community. You stay right here. Whole lot more on the way.
It's Tom Ray on KJO.